This is Steve Coleman. I'd like to share some of the thoughts that I've been meditating on over the last few days. Just really blessed with this the simplicity of the gospel once again. And again, here I am in John 15, and I'm reading these blessed words the Lord is speaking. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And so I know that we've thought about the concept of obedience and how that the Spirit of God is goes hand in hand, receiving the Spirit of God, walking in the Spirit, goes hand in hand with obedience. And here we have the very commandment that Jesus wants us to obey. And here it is: as my Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And so there's this continuum, this direct connection, this straight line back to God through Christ. And that straight line is the line of love. And he says, continue you. When he says, continue ye, he's saying, I command you to do what I have done. If you keep my commandments, it says in verse 10 of John 15, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Now, I don't know what you think about, but I think about the love of God is some sort of an aura, and within the love of God is what we know as the kingdom of God. It's that place where we dwell, where we experience a little bit of heaven, or maybe a lot of heaven here on earth. That's why we call it the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, abiding. You know, there's other places where it says we will abide with him, we will make our abode, we will sup with him. You know, these are all pictures of that living inside that bubble, the bubble of God's love. And so here we have it. If you keep my commandments, well, what commandment is he talking about? Is he saying we need to keep every little detail? You know, beloved, I don't want to argue about the details, and details are wonderful things, but here's the detail that he's commanding us to do, is to continue in his love. And he said, if you keep this commandment, you will abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. So here is the secret of the connection between Christ and the Father, is that he's kept the Father's commandment. But the commandment, the one commandment, it's not grievous. It's to continue in love. And so I've said it before and I say it again, that our duty, our whole responsibility, you know, here is the bottom line, right? It's love God and keep his commandments, right? But no, it goes deeper than that. It's thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and mind and soul and strength. And then let's not leave out the other. Continue in that love with your neighbor. Love your neighbor. And let all of that exceed, transcend the love of self. But too often, beloved, the love of self is there. And it's either before the neighbor or it's even before Christ, you know. Thou shalt, you know, if God had wanted us to, that would have been a very easy command to keep. Thou shalt love thyself with all thy heart and mind and soul and strength, and whatever you've got left you can give to me, and then if there's just a little scrap, you can throw that over to your neighbor. But beloved, that's not what it says. It says if we want to abide, if we want to dwell and live in his love, what we need to do is practice that same love. We need to go out of our way to live as Christ lived, to continue in what he did, what he started. And to me, that is that encouragement, that is that strengthening of the body. And yes, indeed, beloved, it involves love. Now, let me get down to some shoes here. It involves love of people that might not be quite lovable. Because if you consider what Jesus did when he loved us, we were extremely unlovable people. We were people that didn't deserve any love from God, and yet He reached out and he gave us this supreme love. So as despicable the character that we were, God responded by that much overage to us. And so here's our challenge today, is that as we go about this world, in this world, we are to be a people of love. If we're Christians and we really want to dwell in that bubble of heaven on earth, and we really want to know what it is to walk with God, the only way we can do that is by letting our entire being exude love. We can't do it by exuding self, and we can't do it by exuding exclusionary ideas, right? By saying that someone is excluded. As soon as someone is excluded, the door of love closes, the sense of drawing is gone, and we're not any longer continuing in the love of God. Did Jesus exclude anyone? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's so many absolutes in that phrase that we just have to recognize that who are we to short-circuit what God is telling us? God is saying, go out, go ye therefore, and make disciples. Well, how are we supposed to do that? I believe, beloved, we're supposed to love them into the kingdom of God. Now, let's just follow up here and make sure that I'm telling you this correctly, right? These things, he says in verse 11, have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So I touched all on that, but that is the kingdom of heaven, right? Is the joyful walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we walk in that kind of love, it's not morose, it's not sad, it's not wicked, it's not judgmental, it's joyful. It's joyful. And that's what comes from walking with God, being right there and communing with God. So he said, your joy will be full. This is my commandment, verse 12, that you love one another as I have loved you. Okay, just in case we missed it, just in case we thought when he said back here, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Just in case we thought, oh, those commandments, so we're supposed to stretch out through the scriptures and find every little bit of New Testament law that we can and make those commandments. No, the commandment is the commandment to love. I should go back here in chapter 14, but I don't know if we will. But he says here that if you love me, verse 15 of chapter 14, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that will abide with you forever. So the prerequisite to the receiving of the Holy Spirit is the keeping of the commandments of the Lord. Now, I've heard people say that, oh, that means that only those that wear a head covering are going to receive the Holy Spirit. Beloved, I'm afraid that that's missed the point. I'm afraid that what God is really requiring of us is right here in chapter 15. It's the key. And he says, that you love one another, the commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. There's something about the dying to self that brings about the death of the self is the fertilizer that brings forth the beauty of the flower that follows. And that flower is the flower of love. And we've experienced that. We all experience that a little bit in a marriage as we die to self, there's something that flowers forth. But see, this is an even greater challenge. It's the challenge to love those that are unlovable, right? It's the challenge to say, to lay aside the fears and the concerns and the issues of self and lay them aside and love and just apply that promise of love. This is life eternal. I'm reading you now from chapter 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So eternal life, and I cite that as the kingdom of heaven also, the eternal life begins here on this earth. And eternal life is the knowing of God. To know God, so if we want eternal life, we must experience God. You can't get around having eternal life and not knowing God. And likewise, if you don't know God, seek God, seek to know God, because that is what eternal life is. So how do we know God? We must know Christ, right? To know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. We must love him, and how can we know him but that we love him? That we build a relationship that's based on gratitude, and it's based on emulation, right? We so love the Lord that we love those that he has created as well, those that he has saved. And so that's my meditation that I've had over the last few days. I can't seem to get away from this concept of the impressive duty that we have as Christians to love one another, and more challenging yet is even to love the sinner. We don't love the sin, but we must love the sinner. And somehow, as we continue in that, one of those mysteries, those marvelous mysteries that God gives us, is that if we continue in his love, then we dwell in his love. So God bless you as you meditate on that. I pray and hope that it is as much of a blessing to you as it's been to me.